We listen now to a word from the New Testament book known as Hebrews. Since then we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also then lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord. If you have lately been weighed down by discouragement or been under a cloud of anxiety or some other kind of sadness has overtaken your life and reduced you to dullness, and it's hard to care and hard to have a lot of hope, then may I suggest an exercise? Why not make a list of all the people you can think of who have helped you or inspired you on your way? The ones who taught you well, who set you a wonderful example, who encouraged you, who moved you, who played some part in making you who you are now for the good. This exercise may take a while, as it would have to be more than making a list of names. We would have to see their faces and linger for a while, recall stories, words, feelings, consider the gifts they gave to us, contemplate their impact still on us, and breathe our thanks for them. There would be sadness in it, because so many of them are gone. Some of them gone for a long time now. Give special thought to those, the dead who stand on that other shore and in a truer light. You knew some of them personally. Others you watched from more of a distance. But now cast your thoughts back over generations and centuries to those who bore their witness long ago. And from long ago, their light still shines, inspires you, and has impact on who you are. Their steadfast devotion, sacrifice, irrepressible joy, passion for what is right, the power of what they gave, how their lives made such music, and how even now, from this distance, they still shine. Think of all of them that you can, from the present and from the past, who have made a beautiful difference in the world for which you are thankful. And at the top of that list, write the word, saints. Those are your saints. And my list overlaps with yours. As is the case all over this room, think of how many of them we can name. None of them perfect. They are all sinners just like the rest of us. And some of them half crazy. I heard a preacher say, in every saint there's a whole lot of ain't. And all of them struggled. against their own impediments and against the evils of their time. But they soldiered on, picked themselves up from their failures, endured their hardships, kept faith, bore witness, gave all that was theirs to give, and even though dead, are somehow still giving. The power of their devotion still pulses in us if we let it. And if we'll have them, the courage and the consolations of their witness, our companions, our companions on our way, even now. For you and me to believe that we are alone in our present fight is a failure of memory. It's a failure of imagination. There is a vision and guidance and courage and hope to be had in the deathless legacy of the great ones who have gone before us. Maya Angelou said, "When great souls die, our senses whisper to us they existed, and we can be and be better because they existed." God, deliver us from the illusion of our separateness from them. The book of Hebrews gives us a fantastic image for all of this. It shows a procession of men and women of faith through the centuries. Starts with Abraham and Sarah, who all their lives pressed forward, believing, and then had a baby in their 90s and named him Laughter. What else? And then other women and men are described after that who by faith endured much and gave much and achieved much and kept pressing toward the promise of God, greeting it from afar. Then suddenly the scene changes. And now it's about us, and the walls around us vanish. And we see that we are standing in an enormous stadium, that the stands are filled with people who are looking down to where we stand on the field. We see we are standing on a starting line. We realize this is our race. There is the course stretching ahead of us. It is filled with hazards and hurdles, and it is as long as life. Our Bibles call it a race, but the original word is agon, the root of our word agony. Our course is demanding. And so the text says it takes perseverance. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. God will make no miracle to get us from where we are to where we need to be. Those of us who are living must endure and press on. And so we'd better throw off what is holding us back. If the course is hard, how absurd to carry big piles of baggage with us. So the text adds, let us then lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, of course. And what is that baggage? I've got mine, you name yours. Maybe our pridefulness, maybe our fear, our jealousies, our resentments, maybe all that other stuff we've been clinging to that really ought to be let go of. The poet Robert Bly says that when we are young, we all have a little anxiety bag on our belts, and every time something threatens us, we slip it into that bag, and by the time most of us are 50, the bag is 100 yards long, getting stuck in elevator doors as we drag it behind us. The same can be said, of course, of any institution, of any family, of any church. But faith means pushing ahead, which means getting free of something in our past and still holding us back in the present. We do this together. We run our race together. We lighten up and move forward together. That is what makes the race doable, and it's what makes it fun. It's the companions with us that are half of the good news, for in them is the living Christ. Do you know why mountain climbers tie themselves to each other? It's so the sane ones won't go home. Let's be crazy too. And it's not just us. It's not just us. Take a good look into the stands and see who has come to cheer for us. They're all there. All the women and men and young people who ran this race before us. They're called the great cloud of witnesses. They're countless and they are beautiful. Every human color, and all of them standing, luminous. Look, there is old Sarah and Abraham laughing and waving diapers. There's Moses with his stick shouting, "Don't murmur, move." There's David with his harp like an electric guitar. Peter waving his fishing net. Martha waving her apron. And Peter, and Mary Magdalene herself, radiant. There's Francis of Assisi with a bird on his shoulder, and Martin Luther raising his beer stein, and John Calvin cheering decently and in order. And there is George Herbert and J.S. Bach and Mozart and Sojourner Truth, and Harriet Tubman, and C.S. Lewis lifting his pipe. There's Jalaluddin Rumi, there's Gandhi and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Joshua Heschel, Dorothy Day, Nelson Mandela, Oscar Romero. I see my father there. And my brother. Whom do you see? Grandparents, parents, teachers, mentors, friends, heroes, all finished with their race and all on their feet to cheer us on. And someone else is in that stadium. He stands above the finish line, his face fierce with joy, still shining with the sweat of the race he ran, his arms open wide, and he shouts two words, and the whole crowd takes them up in reply. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. It is all right. that we cannot see the whole way ahead. It is all right that there's some struggle in it. It is all right that not everybody goes with us. Look to the cloud of witnesses. Look who is around us. Look who is before us. Take heart at who is coming with us. How can we not press on with endurance in the race that is set before us, for the sake of our freedom, for the sake of going home, for the sake of our joy?